So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Okay, should you pay more for healthcare? So obviously, the Tories are out ruining the NHS as fast as possible. Now, you might not agree with that, in which case, lobotomies are available privately. So the question is, should you pay more for your healthcare? So let's just clarify a few things here. It's a good old Dan rant this morning. Let's just clarify a few things here. First of all, we already pay for healthcare. I saw something last week and it was talking about benefits. And the government minister was saying, oh, the UK is paying out more benefits than ever before. And what he was actually saying was, he was talking about pensions. Pensions, mate, are not benefits. Pensions, people have paid in through SERPs, state earning related pension schemes, SERPs, right? We know this. That's not a benefit. You've paid into that. So including it in the benefits. But this is what the Tories do. They mix and muddle and they're like witches around a cauldron trying to just mix up as many things as possible to distract people from the fact that they've ruined the healthcare. An 18-hour wait for an 83-year-old man who'd broken his hip is not acceptable in my world, right? And this is not that the NHS is bad. It's that the NHS is vastly underfunded. Are there too many managers in there? Possibly, right? But should we be paying more for healthcare? Now, I've got a couple of points on this. First of all, if you can pay for your own healthcare, I believe you should pay for your own healthcare for a couple of reasons. One is that, you know, you can get care faster. But more importantly, it takes more pressure off the NHS. And so I think, you know, if you can afford it, you should be able to do that. But I think healthcare is a universal right. I think everybody should be able to get access to a same level of healthcare. Now, by the way, there is and I think this for private schools as well, there is a concept which I'm open to, which is there should be no private healthcare. Everybody should have the same healthcare, because if everybody had the same healthcare, our healthcare would be the best on the planet. And you know when people go, oh, NHS, best in the world. It really isn't. We live in Spain. We've been in and out of A&E from parking the car and locking the door, going in, being seen by a doctor or two, coming back out in less than 45 minutes. When people say NHS, best in the world, well, have you used any of the others? Spain's NHS is superior in many, many ways. But I kind of like this idea that we don't have any private healthcare. We don't have any schools. Everybody has the same healthcare and the same schoolage, which means that if we are the people who are going to Eton that are running this country and ruining this country, if those people have to go to your local comprehensive in Croydon, right, or Leeds, do you think those schools are going to, you know, do you think the government's going to increase the level of money available and increase the availability of good quality teaching staff and make it easier for those people? Of course they are. Of course, it goes without saying. So I'm kind of like, actually, how about we have no private healthcare? Everybody has access to exactly the same thing. Let's roll that out for 10 years and let's just see if that works. I've got a feeling it probably will. I see this American model coming in and I hear this stuff about $193,000 to have a baby in America, whatever it is. I've probably got that wrong. But even if it's 100 grand, it's definitely up there. Anaesthetist is like $22,000, whatever it is. I shudder when I see that. I don't want 83-year-old Jimbo lying on the floor with a broken hip because it's for 18 hours because there's no ambulances available for him. Granted, we've had a pandemic and we've got people in ambulances and there's been a backlog for that. Well, according to the British press, there is no pandemic anymore. That's over with. So when are we going to catch up? I just don't know where we go from here with our healthcare, and it scares the living bejeebies out of me. And it scares the living bejeebies out of me because from a personal point of view, my mum and dad still live in the UK, and I've got some kids who live in the UK, and I've even got a granddaughter. I know I don't look it. I'm still a granddad. I've got a granddaughter who lives in the UK, and it scares the living crap out of me that this is the level. If my mum and dad falls, depending where you are, it's a 12-hour wait on the floor. It just scares the living heck out of me. And so we definitely need a change. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.